Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and today we continue our discussion with Rob Casper, former Sun columnist and author of Baltimore Beer, A Satisfying History of Charm City Brewing. This week we talk about what happened to Baltimore breweries during Prohibition and also very briefly about what happened after the war. What happened here during Prohibition?
Prohibition really gave a knockout blow to Baltimore breweries. As I said, there were some 40 breweries before Prohibition. As Mr. Mencken called it, the horror. Breweries who tried to stay in business by twofold. Some continued to sell malt, such as the American Brewery and the American Malting Operation up there on Hillen and Gay Street, because malt had a variety of uses, and they also, I believe, would give you a little set of instructions that told you if you used certain things and did certain things in your bathtub, you might make something that became known as beer. And then, of course, there were plenty of homebrewers, including Mr. Henry Mencken, who in the book, here we have a very hilarious passage, which I found in his notes down at the Pratt in the Mencken room, in which he talked about his home brewing and one night how his bottles exploded and the neighbors thought the Russians had taken the city. Having said that, Maryland never passed the legislation to enforce Prohibition, and that is why it is known as the Free State. An editorial writer, Hamilton Owen, at the Baltimore Sun, came up with that moniker. And so Mencken would tell tourists, if you come to Baltimore and need a drink, ask a policeman.
Touché. After the war, breweries got huge, yes, and industrial. Did the product change with industry, and did American beer, mainstream American beer, become kind of all the same and kind of, well, dare I say it, watered down?
After World War II, in part because of the beers that were served, some people say, to the GIs, which were less potent than before, the interstate highway system, which made shipping beer much easier.
Distribution.
Yes. There was national advertising on this new medium called television. The short answer is yes.
I've been speaking with former Sun columnist Rob Casper, who is the author of Baltimore Beer, A Satisfying History of Charm City Brewing. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Mary Zajac will be back next week, and we'll be talking about what to drink for your Super Bowl celebrations. Cheers.